Nisteches bar mitzia, daf yud beis, four lines from the top of daf yud beis and aleph, and the Gemara starts, Kufa, we previously learned on daf yud aleph and beis, and the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah on daf yud aleph and aleph, that the Mishnah stated, Ro'is and Rotz and Acha mitzia, Acha tzvi shava, Acha geizol shalai parchu, if Reuven saw Shimon and Levi running after mitzia, or running after a lame deer, or running after birds that can't fly, V'amad, he said, Zachsili sadi, then I want my sada to be coined these items, and Zachsili, then Reuven is zaycha, and is coined these items, and as we learned yesterday, we're talking about a katz shein mishtameres, and Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, v'hu sha'im b'tzad tzedeu, and it must be talking about a case where Reuven is standing next to his field, and therefore this katz is now considered a katz mishtameres, and therefore Reuven can be coined based on kinyan katz. And the Gemara continues that we also saw that Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, v'hu sheratz achrein magian, that in the scenario of the Mishnah, even though the deer was lame and the birds were not able to fly, but the mice of the deer and the birds were able to walk. And slowly they were walking out of the Sada, and therefore Rabbi Yemiya says in the name of Bechon that not only does Reuven have to be B'tzad Tadeu, but it has to be a scenario that if Reuven wanted to run after the deer or the birds, he would have been able to reach them prior to them leaving his Sada, and this way he'll be able to be Koina, the deer and the birds, even though he doesn't get to them and he doesn't run after them, as his Chatzah will be able to be Koina them. However, if it would be a scenario where even if Reuven would get up and start running after the deer or the deer and the birds would run out of the Sada prior to Reuven reaching them, then Reuven would not be koina. And we also saw that by Rabbi Yemiya, that after Rabbi Yemiya brought this din of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yemiya asked the Shaila, the Matana Hech, that although certainly this is the din, but the Geir Mitzia, that he had to be Rotzach Rein or Magian, however, potentially that's because you don't have Das Acheres Maknoi, son, and therefore there's a requirement to have to run after them and be able to reach them. However, by Matana, where does Das Acheres Maknoi, son, maybe we would say that even if Reuven would not be able to reach the deer or reach the birds prior to them leaving his Sada, they would still be koina. And the Gemara stated, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana was mekabel from Rabbi Yemiya that b'negei matana, since his das acheres maknoi son, therefore even if Reuven would not be able to run after the deer and the birds and reach them, Reuven would still be koina the deer and the birds. And the Gemara brought this entire memra once again, because the Gemara will now have a shaila from Rava, and the Gemara will bring this memra in order to be a response to the shaila of Rava. And the Gemara now states, boy Rava, the Rava asked the question, Zerik anakud pesach zev v'yatsu pesach achamau, if Reuven throws a wallet through one door of a house and it goes out the other door of the house and never lands within Shimon's house. And Rashi says, and Reuven was mafka the wallet to anyone that comes and is koined first. And Rabbi Shaila is, would it then be that Shimon would be koined based on the fact that it flew through the airspace of his home? And Ayin Taisa Dino Maskel, Biyatsu Pesach Acha, Loigasina Vafkri, Taisa says, we're not curious that he was mafka, the Choshle Dasacheres Maknaisai. And as we will see, that with this case is a case of Dasacheres Maknaisai. The Maisa Raya Matana, as we'll bring a Raya from the case of Matana, the Afgre, if Reuven was Mafka his wallet, and came Miyakish Yotza Anakim Yoday Hoy Hafka, and if so, immediately when the wallet left the hand of Reuven, it was already Hafka, Ubishaschia Lekadas Acheres, and at the time that Shimon wants to be coined a wallet through the airspace of his home, there is no longer any Das Acheres Makna Isai, El Legasin of Afgre, and therefore we're not going to Afgre, La Ilum Hishaloi, Achiska Ba'achar, Ayin Sham. And Robert now continues and explains the Shaila, Avish in Sefer Lenuach Kimunachtami. Do we say that even though this wallet will never land in Shimon's home, that it's still considered as if it landed in Shimon's home, as since it's flying through his airspace, it's considered that it actually was munach in his home? Or do we say that the only time that we could say that something is considered kemunach is only if eventually it would actually fall into the home and would actually land on the ground? But in this case, since when Reuven threw the wallet, its force was strong enough that it would fly straight through the home and would never land in the home, therefore we would not say it's considered kemunach, and therefore Shimon would not be kind. And Ayin Rashi, the Rava Shaila is dafka in a case of Avisha in Sefer Lenuach, the Ilu Avisha in Sefer Lenuach b'teicha bayis, as if it would have been a case where Reuven threw a wallet and it went into Shimon's home, and Lemaisa, based on the trajectory of the wallet would have fallen into the home of Shimon and would have landed on the floor, and meanwhile Levi came and grabbed that wallet out of the air. So certainly in that case, Shimon would be koina, and as Rashi says, that pshitalon dafilu kodem ishach v'kolta b'teicha aver loy koina, that certainly Levi would not be koina, and Shimon would be koina, and the reason is the b'shidichlis la'aver kano balabayis the tzav meseches gittin, as we learned in the Mishnah meseches gittin, hoisei medes bereisha gag v'zorak loget kivin shenichlis la'aver gag harezu megureshes, and similarly hula ma'ila v'hila mata kivin shiyotzu meshusa gag nimchak le'nisraf harezu megureshes. And clearly, in a case of aver where it's seifel lenuach, then it's considered as if it's kemunach dami, and therefore the get would be valid. In our case, Shim would be koina the wallet based on a kinyan of chotzer. The Gemara continues and wants to bring a raya that aver she'in seifel lenuach is Kemunach Dami, as only Rav Papa Rava, va'amri lo Rav Adaba Masla Rava, va'amri lo Ravina Rava, that either Rav Papa said to Rava, or Rav Adaba Masla responded to Rava, or Ravina responded to Rava, la'af hayna masisin, l'chur, it is similar to our Mishnah, that Ra'is and Ratz Nachar Metziah, va'am Rabbi Yemi Rabbi Yechon, and we just saw from Rabbi Yemi name Rabbi Yechon, v'usher Ratz Achreina Magiyan, u'boy Rabbi Yemi ba'atona heich, v'kibbul m'nei Rav Abba Bakadon, v'matona, afo pisha Ratz Achreina, v'im Magiyan, and we see that once you have Das Acheres Makna Yisan, then you could be Koina, even though you can't be Ratz Achreina and Magiyan, and therefore in the case of Rava, since there's Das Acheres Makna Yisan, therefore even though the wallet would not ultimately land in the bias of Shimon, and even so, Shimon should still be Koina. As Rashi explains, the case of Aver is similar to the case of the Mishnah, because Ve'ena Magiyan, Alma Miskalgon V'yotznein, that even though the deer was slowly walking out of the Chatzah, and the birds were slowly walking out of the Chatzah, Ve'en Seifel Anuach, the deer and birds are not staying in the same spot, and they're not staying in the Chatzah of Ruvain, the Kama, the Konale Sedeo, and even so, in our Mishnah we said that the Sada is Koina, and therefore the same din should apply in the case of Rava, at least in the case of Das Acheres Makna Yisan. And the Gemara continues that on Malay, that Rava responded either to Rav Papa, to Rav Adaba Master, or to Ravina, well, Maisa, you can't compare the case of our Mishnah to the case that I just brought of Avish in Sefer Lenuach, as Miskalgal Kamrit, you're trying to be a Raya from the case of Miskalgal, where the deer and birds are slowly walking out of the Chatzah, Shani Miskalgal, the Chemunach Dami, over there at least, they were in the Chatzah at that time, and therefore, even though they're walking out of the Chatzah, but the Maisa, the Chemunach Dami, and therefore, you can understand the Svara, that since it's Das Acheres Makna Yisan, even though it will be Ratzachrein and Eina Magiyan, that Reuven will still be Koina, the Metziah, and be Koina, the Tzvi, and the birds, and when the Zok Rava, you came from Uriah to my case of Zarek Anakim, Pesach Zev, Yatzu Pesach Achar, as Lamaisa, there was never contact being made between the wallet and the ground. Therefore, even if it would be a case where his Das Acheres Makna Yisan, owner of the house, would not be able to be Koina, because potentially we say, Avish in Sefer Noach is Lav Kemunach Dami, and therefore this wallet never came into contact with the ground. There is therefore no way for Shimon's Chatzah to be able to be Koina to this wallet. We continue with the new Mishnah, Metzias B'nei Obita Ketanim, Metzias Avdi Shivchasa Ketanim, Metzias Ishtai Harei El Shaloi. If Reuven's sons or daughters that are Ketanim find a Metziah, or if Reuven's Eved Ketani or Shifra Ketanis finds a Metziah, or if Reuven's wife finds a Metziah, then all those cases, the Metziah belongs to Reuven. However, the Mishnah continues, Metzias B'nei Obita Hagadolim, Metzias Avdi Shivchasa Ivrim, Metzias Ishtai Shigirsha, Afapishlei Nasa Ksuba, Harei El Shalhen. However, if Reuven's sons or daughters that are Gedolim find a Metziah, or Reuven's Eved Ivri or his Amavriah finds a Metziah, or if Reuven's wife, who already divorced, but Lemaisa, he didn't give her Ksuba, and therefore he's still giving her Mezainas, that she finds a Metziah, then those Metziahs belong to the person that found them, and not to Reuven. And the Gemara begins, Amma Shmuel, that Shmuel states, why is it that we said that the Metziah that is found by a Katan belongs to his father? And Rashi explains that Shmuel only asked Benegea Metziah's Katan, because Benegea, all the other Dinim of our Mishnah, it's very simple and it's very poshut, as Rashi mentioned in the Mishnah, that certainly the Metziah of his daughter that's a Ketana belongs to the father, because Yafin Le Mikroi, we learn it based on a pasuk of Benurel based of Yah, the Ketana Vaf Naira called Shvach Nurel of Yah, and Ayin Tesis on Daf Yubez and Abez, at the end of Diva Maschel Rabbi Echron, where Tesis argues in Rashi, and he says the reason why a father keeps the Metziah of his daughter that's even in Naira and even in the Smucha Shulchan of Yah is Mishum Eva, at the Bayim Maschel of Menuvel Mukashchin, as we learned in Mesechtes Ksubis, Ayin Tesis, they says, like Rashi Shapirish Mishum Nechsib Nurel, that Huba first Adarim Nechsib Kedisir Perak Hamadushin Uperak Naira, as that pasuk is actually talking about a first Adarim and not referring to the father's rights to keep the Metziah of his daughter. And Rashi also tells us that the Metziah of Ketani and Shifcha Ketani belong to Reuven, Sharei Gufa Kana Lo Yalamis, because that Guf is Kana to Reuven forever. Kedichsib is Nechatam Eisel Vnechem Achrechem Resh Achuza, and we know there's a klal, Mashikana Eve Kana Rabbi. And similarly, Rashi explains that Metziah Ishtai is Pasha that belongs to the husband, as Rabban Tekidale Mishum Eva, as Rabban Masakin, that since the husband supports her and gives her food, therefore she has to give him a Metziah, as otherwise that will cause strife in the marriage. And in any case, Shmuel asks, why is it that Metziah's Katan belongs to his father? Shmuel explains, that when a Katan finds something, then he right away he goes over to his father and he doesn't keep it for himself. As Rashi says, Hilka Kishimagbia, Litzerich Avigbia, and therefore at the time that he lifted up this item and he made Akbar, he was doing so with the intent that it'll be cleaned for his father. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's point out that the Gemara will feel that the only time that Shmuel would say such a svara is only if he holds that really a katan cannot be cleaner and can't be zeichen a metziah on a deraisidic level. And since he can't be cleaner on a deraisidic level, therefore the Rabbanim made it undera, and they said that since it's likely that he goes to his father and will give it to his father, so the likely intent of the katan when he picked it up was that he was picking up for his father. However, the Gemara feels that if the din would be that a katan has the ability to be zeicha and a metzia on a deraisadika level, there would be no reason for the katan to have intent to be coining this item for his father. And even though eventually he may go give it to his father, it doesn't necessarily mean that was his original intent to actually be coining it for his father. That wouldn't be enough of a reason to say that metzias katan is la'aviv. And this way of understanding of a Gemara is based on the Ritva and based on the Maram Shif. And the Gemara now says, L'meimra, the Sava Shmuel katan lesli skilin afshem adraisa, that L'chayr comes out that since Shmuel says the metzias katan la'aviv is based on the Svara, so it must be, as we explained, that Shmuel holds that L'gav metzia, that a katan does not have a right to be koina metzia midraisa. And the Gemara now will ask a question from a braisa. We will see that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Yasi seems to hold that the katan has skilin afshem midraisa. As Batani, we learned to the braisa, Haseches Apoel, if Reuven hires a worker and that worker is an ani, Yilaki b'nai Akrev, then the son of this worker could go and walk behind his father and continuously collect the leket that his father leaves over. The reason is that since it's leket and l'maisa, this poel doesn't own the field, therefore his child has a right to take the leket. However, l'mechsa l'shilshu raviya, if Reuven did not hire Shimon as a worker and instead he hired him as a sharecropper and therefore they share the produce, Shimon will either keep 50% of the produce or a third of the produce or a quarter of the produce. In this scenario, lo yilakit b'nai Akrev, then Shimon's son cannot go behind him and collect the leket. And the reason is because Shimon is considered an usher, and of course an usher can't take leket. Ayin Rashi who says ushehu v'arehu kabalabayis b'sada zeh, and it's considered as if Shimon is like the balabayis in this sada. V'lo yilakit b'nai Akrev l'fish leket b'nai la'aviv, because the leket of a child goes to his father, and the father is considered an usher. And Rashi said two things: number one, that Shimon is considered an usher, and number two, v'arehu kabalabayis. And Rashi is bavarning the point of Taisis in the Yom Maschav Avua ushehu lav dafka usher el klima kibush yishlu chelik b'sada. That since Shimon has a chelik and has a portion of the actual sada and of the actual produce, therefore Shimon or his son cannot take the leket. As Tosfos brings down from Masechtas Gittin, that even if an owner of a field is an ani himself, he can't take leket and he can't take payer from his own field. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yasi states, that doesn't make a difference if Shimon is a poel and he's a regular worker or if he's a sharecropper. In both cases, his son and his wife could go and collect his leket after him, as the son is his own entity, and the son is koina for himself, and he's not koina the leket on behalf of his father. And Shmuel said, Allah follows Rabbi Yasi. And the Gemara now proves that based on the fact that Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yasi, it must be that Shmuel hold that katan islay zechilon afshem midraisa, as iam b'shlema katan islay zechilon afshem midraisa, as if you're going to say that katan has the right to be koina from hefka or be koina leket on a deraisadik level, ki kamalakit l'nafshei kamalakit. Therefore, it makes sense. Rabbi Yasi says that even though the son of a sharecropper picks up the leket, that is not a problem because he's picking up for himself. And even if he'll give it over to his father, the father is only receiving it from the katan. And therefore, Rabbi Yasi paskins that benkach benkach yilakit b'noi v'ishtoy achrav el yamrit katan lesli skil nafshei. But if you're going to say that a katan does not have a right to be zeicha in hefka, to be zeicha in leket for himself on the raisadik level, then kikumalakit l'avu kumalakit, the lemaisa when he's collecting the leket, he's really collecting on behalf of his father, v'avua ashuhu, and since his father is a sharecropper and therefore a partner in the sada, amai ishtu b'noi malakit achrav, so why would Rabbi Yasi allow his wife or his child to go and collect the leket if, of course, the balabayis and the owner of a sada can't collect leket for himself? Therefore, since we see that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yasi and he paskins that a katan is islay eschil and afshei midraisa, how could it be that Shmuel says that the reason why a mishnah says that a metzias katan is la'aviv is shebishah shemitzah meritza etz la'aviv ve'inim achav b'yadai, as l'chayr, since the katan has a right to be koyin and metzia for himself on a deraisadik level, so why would we make an umdana that the katan had kavana and he had intent to be koyin and metzia for his father? And the Gemara answers, Shmuel, time of the tana didan kama v'leilei sfirlei in the chanami, as we just stated that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yasi and Shmuel paskins that katan islay zechil l'nafshei midraisa, and even so, when Shmuel is explaining our mishnah, he's explaining our mishnah based on the tana kama. Shmuel holds that our mishnah is not going like the shita Rabbi Yasi, and our mishnah holds that katan leslay zechil l'nafshei midraisa, and that is why the mitziah of a benoy katan goes to his father. And the Gemara continues and asks, v'sav Rabbi Yasi katan islay zechil midraisa, do you really say that Rabbi Yasi holds that a katan has the ability to be zeicha in a mitziah or in leket on a deraisadik level? But we learned in mishnah Maseches Gittin, mitziah is chereshet v'katan yesh ben mishum gezel p'nei da'ka shalim. The tana kama holds that if a chereshet v'katan pick up mitziah, then someone else cannot come and grab it from the chereshet v'katan, and if they do so, it's considered gezel because of da'ka shalim. And Rabbi Yasi Omer gezel gomer. Rabbi Yasi says says that's considered Gezel Gomor, V'am Rav Chista, Rav Chista says that even Rav Yesu said Gezel Gomor doesn't mean that it's Gezel Gomor Midraisa, as certainly a cotton doesn't have a right and doesn't have the ability to be Zeicha in any Chafetz on a Duraistical level. And when Rav Yesu said that's Gezel Gomor, he meant Midraim, that's only Midrabanon. And Lemaisa, if Rav Yesu says that's Gezel Gomor Midrabanon, and as Rashi says, that it's also Mepnei Da'akei Shalim, and the Tanakama also says that Yesh Ben Meshum Gezel Mepnei Da'akei Shalim, so what's the Nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rav Yesu? Rav Chista explains Nafkamina, like Tzir B'Dayanim, that the Nafkamina would be that if Reuven goes and grabs a Metzia away from a Cheresh Shechet V'Katan, can they take him to Bezin and force Reuven to give the Metzia back to the Cheresh Shechet V'Katan? According to the Tanakama, you would not be able to do, and according to Rav Yesu, it's considered Gezel Gomor, and therefore you can even go to Bezin, and Bezin would force Reuven to give the Metzia back to a Cheresh Shechet V'Katan. Ultimately, we see that Rav Yesu holds that's not considered Gezel Gomor Midraisa, and we see that he holds that a Katan is less L'Shchiyah L'Nafshei Midraisa. If so, as Rashi points out, the Gemara's question is that how could Rav Yesu have stated B'negei Leket that Ben Kach or Ben Kach Yilaket B'noi B'Ishtoi Achrav, if L'Chiyah by the son taking it, it's considered as if the father has it, and now that the father has it, it's considered that the father is stealing from the Aniyim, as really the father has no right to take this Leket since he's a sharecropper. The Gemara continues, Elam Abaya, and therefore Abaya explains that really Rav Yesu holds that Katan doesn't have Z'chiyah Midraisa, and really there was no hysteria between Shmuel, as Shmuel could explain our Mishnah is even going like the Shita Rav Yesu, as Rav Yesu actually agrees that a katan is engla schiyah midraisa, and if it's true that a katan is lesley schiyah midraisa, then why is it that Rav Yesu says that if the father is a sharecropper, that his child could walk behind him and collect the leket, if l'chiri is collecting the leket and it'll belong to the father, and the father has no right to this leket? And Abai explains that so kamisha hachabay namoishes that niyam gufar maskar daitayu savri brei dehech malakdilei, then in this case, since his children will be walking behind him to collect the leket, we look at it as a similar din, b'negei din of namoishes. We know that the Mishnah Maseches Peah tells us that at what point do we say that any person that wants to go into someone's field and take leket as it's considered hefkel akol and not only going to be mutter to aniyim, that is at the point once you had so many aniyim that went into the field and therefore all the aniyim know that there's nothing really left in this field and no one would bother going to the field to collect the leket and therefore anything that's left is considered hefkel akol, and therefore Abaya says that in our case as well, since the aniyim see that the children of the sharecropper is walking behind him, therefore they feel that the children will take all the leket that the father will drop, and therefore they won't bother coming to the field, and they will miyayish and the mesiach das that there's anything left in this field, and that's why the father could keep this leket. And the Gemara continues, Omli Rav Adar Bar Masa L'Abaya. So Rav Adar Bar Masa is the following question: Abaya, v'chi mutal adam l'habitz ari b'teich sadeu k'dei shiyiru aniyim v'yirvichu, is it mutter for a person to have a lion crouch down and wander around his field in order to make sure that aniyim don't come to his field and they'll run away from the field, and this way he'll be able to keep all the leket and all the peah, as l'maisa it'll be mesiach das from getting the leket and getting the peah, and certainly you can't do so, and therefore certainly you can't take your child who's a katan and have him walk behind you and collect the leket, and certainly that's a chukotula, and therefore it should be usa to do so. And how could it be that Rabbi Yisi would say that ben kachu ben kach yilake b'noi v'ishtoi achrav? And the Gemara continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava says that in Chanami, although Rabbi Yisi holds that a katan is less l'zchil nafshei midiraisa, and therefore a Mishnah could even be going like Rav Yesu, and that's why when a katan picks up a metzia, the katan is actually picking up on behalf of his father, and his father is zeichin a metzia. And even so, b'negei leket, Rav Yesu stated ben kach ben kach yilaket b'noi v'ishtoi achrav. And even though generally the son is kind for his father, and l'chari the father is a sharecropper, and therefore he's a bal bayis of the sada. And we continue and after the bays, and Rav tells us also she'in a zeichin k'zeicha. And specifically, b'negei leket, the Rabbanan said that even though generally a katan would not be zeicha and his father would be zeicha, we consider it as if the katan is zeicha. Only after the katan is zeicha does he then give it to his father, and therefore it's not a problem to collect this leket. And my time and was the reason that we say such a din is aniyim gufayu nichalu, as this is actually beneficial to all the aniyim, as by making this takana of asu she'inu zeicha k'zeicha, therefore it actually works out very well for all aniyim, as kiheki dechi agru l'detu nilka b'nayu basrayu, as the aniyim will know, just like if Reuven was hired as a sharecropper, his children could go and follow him and take the leket. Therefore, if they will be hired as a sharecropper, their children will also be able to follow them in order to pick up the leket, and therefore it's also beneficial to all aniyim, and that's why Rabbanim made the takana of asu she'inu zeicha k'zeicha. The Gemara now continues that this explanation of Shmuel as to the pshat in the Mishnah, that we're talking about a katan that is even not soymech al shulchan aviv, and even so the metzia belongs to his father, as Shmuel stated that a katan is less lefkiyah midiraisa, and therefore anything he picks up is with the kavana to give it to his father. But l'maisa, this pshat of Shmuel is cholok on Rav Chiya Ba'aba, the Amr Rab Chiya Ba'aba and Rabbi Echron, as Rab Chiya Ba'aba stated in the name of Rabbi Echron, Loi Gadol Gadol Mamish, then in our Mishnah, when we mentioned a Gadol, we weren't referring to a Gadol who is actually a Bar Mitzvah, but Loi Katan Katan Mamish, and when we speak about a Katan, we're not necessarily talking about a Katan who is less than Bar Mitzvah, Elo Gadol V'son Michal Shulchan Aviv Zeu Katan. In the ratio when we're speaking about a Katan, we are speaking either about a Katan or even about a Gadol who is Soy Michal Shulchan Aviv, and since he's receiving support from his father, therefore, even though he's a Gadol, and certainly he's Yeshle Schiyah Midiraisa, and he has a right to acquire the Mitziah, but the Rabbanu will misaken that since his father is supporting him, therefore, Mishum Eva, they said that his Mitziah should go to his father. And Rabbi Echron continues, Katan Ve'inu Soy Michal Shulchan Aviv Zeu Gadol, and the Sefer, when we're referring to a Gadol, and that Mitziah belongs to the Gadol, over there we're even referring to a Katan, and he's not Soy Michal Shulchan Aviv. L'maisa, Katan can be koin a Mitziah for himself, and Isle Schiyah Midiraisa, and since this Katan is Inu Soy Michal Shulchan Aviv, therefore, there's no reason to misaken that his Mitziah should go to his father, and that's why the Sefer says that even if Reuven's son is a Katan, but he's Inu Soy Michal Shulchan Aviv, then he's considered a Gadol, and therefore, any Mitziah that he picks up will belong to the Katan and not to Reuven. And keep in mind that even though, according to Rabbi Echron, when the Mishnah speaks about a child who's a Katan, then certainly we're not talking about a Katan Mamish, and we're even talking about a Gadol that's Soy Michal Shulchan Aviv. However, certainly when we're talking about a girl that's a Ktana, then we're talking about an actual Ktana or a Naira, even if she would no longer be Soy Michal Shulchan Aviv, L'maisa, the Pasuk says, B'nurei Rabbi Saviyah, and therefore her Mitzias belong to her father, and even though she is not Soy Michal Shulchan Aviyah, as L'maisa at this point, she's still a Ktana and still a Naira, and even according to Tosis, the same Svar would apply, as the reason why a Ktana's Mitzias go to her father is Mishum Eva, and the Ibayim Masalab L'muv L'mukashchin, and that even applies by a Ktana that's not Soy Michal Shulchan Aviyah, because L'maisa still has a right to marry her off, Ayin Sham. And the Udvar actually says that the reason why Shmuel argues on Rabbi Echron is because he holds that our Mishnah must be speaking about a Katan Mamish, and even if the Katan is Inu Soy Michal Shulchan Aviv, the father would have a right to his Mitzias. As L'maisa, when the Mishnah speaks about a Ktana, we're talking about a Ktana Mamish, even if she is not Soy Michal Shulchan Aviyah, as we just explained, and therefore Shmuel says that you can't say that the reason for the Reish of our Mishnah is based on Eva, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Sefer of the Mishnah, Mitzias Avdev Vishuvchasa Ivrim Hareyu Shalatzman, that if Reuven's Eved Ivri or Reuven's Amavriya picks up a Mitziah, then the Eved Ivri and the Amavriya could keep the Mitziah for themselves. The Gemara asks, Amai, why is it that the Eved Ivri or the Amavriya could keep the Mitziah for themselves, but lo yehei el apoyel, they shouldn't be better than a poyel? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Mitziah's poyel atzmai, that if a poyel finds a Mitziah while he's working for Reuven, then the poyel could keep the Mitziah for himself. And this is true when the Balabayas hired the poyel in order to do specific tasks for him, and therefore the poyel is only hired to do that task for the Balabayas, and he's not tasked with picking up the Mitzias for the Balabayas. However, if Reuven would have hired Shimon as a day worker, and he would have said, I want you to do work for me, and he doesn't have a specific task that he's giving to Shimon, then the din is that all the work product that Shimon does that day belongs to the Balabayas, and therefore if Shimon finds a Mitziah, that Mitziah would also belong to the Balabayas. And certainly, Eved Ivri is hired for all of his work, and he's hired for 6 years, and therefore certainly all his work product should belong to the Balabayas, and his Mitziah should also belong to the Balabayas. And the Gemara will now bring three terutzim. The first two terutzim will explain that the case of an Eved Ivri in our Mishnah is specifically talking about a specific case, and that's why the Eved Ivri keeps his Mitziah. And the third teretz, which would be the teretz of Papa, will explain why the case of Mpoyel is different than the case of Eved Ivri. And the Gemara's first teretz is Amar Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba Amar Rabbi Echron Hacha Be'Eved Nikim Magolias Haskinad, that the case of our Mishnah by an Eved Ivri is talking about a case where Reuven bought this Eved Ivri. The Eved's specific job was to drill holes in pearls and to string pearls, and of course this is a very high end job and it pays a lot of money per hour, and therefore the Balabayas wants the Eved Ivri to focus on drilling pearls and he doesn't want him to focus on doing anything else, and therefore the Balabayas intent is that the Eved should not pick up any Mitzias. And as the Gemara says, Shein Rabbi Reitzel Shenayis L'Melach Acheres, therefore certainly Reuven doesn't want his Eved Ivri to go and pick up any Mitzias. And in a case where the Eved Ivri will make the Cheshbin that if I go and pick up a Mitziah, which is a very valuable Mitziah, that will actually be more worthwhile for me, and I will be able to pay back the Balabayas and still make a profit on the Mitziah. So in that case, the Eved Ivri could pick up the Mitziah, and if he does so, he keeps the Mitziah, and it doesn't go to the Balabayas, and Reuven cannot take that Mitziah. However, in a Chanami, Lefidus Teretz, if it would be a standard case where Reuven bought an Eved Ivri, and the Eved Ivri was doing all types of malachis for the Balabayas, then if he would pick up the Mitziah, it would actually belong to Reuven and not to the Eved Ivri, and this would be no different than the case of Payal. And as Rashi says, Shein Rabbi Reitzel Shanaisa Hilkach Leinichle Shiagbiyalei Mitziah, the Mitziah Me'ulu B'demeh Mischa Bitter Malachta Leishchicha, and that is not Shriach. And Hilkach, therefore, he Yisrami ve'ashkach shaloyu, and if there is a case where the actual metziah is more expensive than his schar bittul malachtai, then in chinami the eved ivri could pick it up, and the metziah would belong to the eved ivri. V'yishalom rabbi schar bituloi, and the gemara continues with the second teretz. Rav Amar b'me'biyah metziah in malachtai eskinon. Our mishnah is talking about the eved ivri that lifts up a metziah while he's actually performing his malacha, since the eved ivri did not take any break from the malacha that he's doing for the balabayis, and therefore the balabayis did not assume any loss, and since the eved ivri was able to multitask, therefore the eved ivri could keep the metziah. Ein chinami in a similar case, b'negei poel, if the worker is able to multitask, then ein chinami the poel will be able to keep the metziah as well. And finally, the gemara brings the third teretz. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa states, k'goyin shesachu l'lake metziahs v'hechi dami da akve agba b'kfari. Really, all metziahs belong to the eved ivri, and similarly, all metziahs would belong to the poel. And even though the brisa b'negei poel stated in the case where the baal bayis says to the poel, asei imoy melacha yoyim metziahs l'baal bayis, that the metziahs belong to the baal bayis, that is specifically talking about a case where Reuven hired the poel in order to go and find metziahs for him. Where would we find a case where the baal bayis is hiring someone to find a metziahs? It's talking about a case where a river flooded, and then after the water receded, there were fish that were left on the dry land, and the baal bayis hires this worker to go and find fish and to go and pick up the fish for him. And if the poel is working for the baal bayis and picking up the fish, and while he's working he also finds a diamond, that diamond will belong to the baal bayis, as the poel's actual job description is to pick up any metziahs that he finds, and that will belong to Reuven. And lemaisa, it's a bit difficult to understand how the pshat of Rav Papa fits into the brisa that we have in the Gea Poel, and Ayin Taisis even Mashcha Shesachul Laka Metzias, where Taisis says V'hachi Pirish the brisa V'med Ramurim B'Zmasha Amalei Aseyimi Ba'isi Inyan Shu K'moy Nachashim Me'ayoyim, that the only time that we said that it belongs to the Poel is only when Reuven hired Shimon do all types of jobs for him, which are all similar to the case of Nachashim Me'ayoyim, and they were specific tasks. Avol Amalei Aseyimi Malacha Shel Metzias. However, if the Baal Bayis said specifically that I want you to come and try to find metzias for me, then in that case, the poel would not own the metzias, and the metzias would belong to the owner. And from Taisus' Muchach, the Mar Gemara says that Reuven actually hired him to go and find metzias, and Reuven actually told Shimon that that is exactly why he's hiring him. However, Ayin Degra, who brings down V'Amar Mefarish, Shesachu Stam, Umar Laka Loi Metzias, which is a bit different than Taisus, Ayin Sham. Ayin Rudfo, who points out, Rav Papa Masnisakai, Rav Papa is going back in the Braisa, Dechik Tani Metzias Poel Baal Bayis, Kishesachu Laka Metzias Beferish, as Taisus points out, Ha'ilu Sachu Malacha Stam. However, if Reuven hired Shimon in order to do standard malacha, and he didn't say what malacha, and was just for any malacha, Metzias L'Asmai, then the Metzias would belong to the Poel, and that is also Pshat Mishnah, as when Reuven buys an Eved and Amar, it's as if he hired them for Malacha Stam, and Lafikach Metzias L'Asman, and that's why they're able to keep their own Metzias. The Gemara continues that we mentioned that there was an Amar Ria that picked up a Metzia, and we said that Halacha is that she could keep her own Metzias, and the Gemara asks, Hai Shifra Hechidami, what type of Amar Ria are we referring to? Ida Isa Shei Cyrus, if she's already a Naira, my boy Gabe, so how is it possible that she's actually still working for the Adon? If the Mishnah Masechet Kedushin teaches us that Yotze B'Simonim, that the Amar Ria goes out when she has a Simonim, and be Idloi Isa Shei Cyrus, and if she did not yet bring Shei Cyrus, and therefore she's still a Tana, Iise La'av Davu Havoi, and if she still has a father, then the father has a right to the Matthias, as we learned in the Mishnah, that any Matthias of a Tana belongs to a father, and if she doesn't have a father, and this girl should no longer be an Amar Ria, as she should have gone out once her father died, and therefore certainly her Matthias belonged to her. The Shlokish, as Rish Lakish taught us, Amar Ria, that Amar Ria is Koina herself through the Misa of her father, and she goes out free from the Adon based on the Kal V'Chayma, and Rashi brings down the Kal V'Chayma from Masechet Kedushin, so Misav Shemitzia Meshusav Shein Marish Lebanav Mashazach Loi Teru Bita Shein Maisi Adel Achin Ki Afinim Vistach Alto Maisi Lebdechem Vloi Bnei Sechel Lebdechem Ein Adin Shemitzia Meshus Adin. Then certainly she should go out from Meshus Adin be Misa Saav. And the Gemara responds V'Lev Visaysev Reish Lakish, that Lemaisa we slugged up the Kavachem Reish Lakish, and the Maskonis HaGemara in Masechet Kedushin is that an Amar Ria does not go out Lechiris be Misa Saav, and therefore how can you ask this question on our sugya, as of course our Mishnah is talking about an Amar Ria who's still a Ktana and her father already died, and therefore she's still working for the Adon, but the Maisa, any Matthias that she finds, would not go to her father, as her father died, and as Rashi pointed out, that the father is not Meirish, his Chusim, and his daughter's Matthias to his children, and therefore the Matthias of this Amar Ria, who is a Ktana, belongs to herself, and not to the Adon. The Gemara says, Neima Mehai Nami Tavi Tifta, let us say that from our Mishnah, we also see a Tifta to Reish Lakish, as we must be talking about an Amar Ria, who is a Ktana, and she doesn't have a father, and therefore we see that Amar Briya doesn't go out when a father dies. And the Gemara responds, Loi, that from our Mishnah, you would not be able to ask a Tiyufta on Reish Lakish as Lo'ilim de Islav, as we could explain that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the father is still alive, and that is why she's still working for the Adon, as Eina Chinami, if the father would have died, then she would have been Yoitza B'Misas Av, or Mai Harei and Shalen. And when the Mishnah stated that if the Amar Briya finds a Metzia, that Metzia belongs to her, and L'Chir, why should it belong to her? If she has a father, it should really belong to her father. La'fukit Rabba, Eina Chinami, the Mishnah just means that belongs to her, and ultimately will go to her father, as opposed to belonging to her master and to Ruvain. The way that we just explained our Gemara, the word Rabba over here means her master, and it's referring to Ruvain, who owns the Amar Briya. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, who brings another Gersa, V'yesh Oymer, La'fuke Mehoda Am Rava, that this is coming La'fuke from the Din of Rava, that teaches us in Masechtas Kedushin that Zeis Emeris, Eved Ivri Gufa Kanoi, and our Mishnah is teaching us that Eved Ivri and Amar Briya is not Gufa Kanoi, and therefore her Metzias do not belong to the Adon. Really, the Amar Briya, or actually her father, would have a right to her Metzias. And the Gemara continues and quotes for the Sefer of the Mishnah, Metzias Ishtar Shegirsha, Afa Pishle Nasang Suba, Harei Lushalhen, Ruvin's wife will have a right to her Metzias. And the Gemara asks, Gersha, if Ruvin already divorced Rachel, so Pshita, so certainly Rachel has a right to her Metzias, and she keeps her Metzias. And the Gemara says, we're talking about a case where there was a Suffolk Irishin, and as Rashi brings, for example, Kagain, Zarek Logita, Sarfa Karv Law, Sarfa Karv Loy, Bishus Rabim, and the din is that Suffolk Gureshes, and she needs another get. And why is that a greater Chiddush to Amr Abzir Amishmuel? Because Rabzir Zerah said, Name Ashmuel, Kal Makam Shom Chacham, Gureshe Veinim Gureshes, Bai Lachayim Zainasea, that any time the Chacham said that there's a Suffolk Irishin, then her husband is still chayiv to support her and give him a zaynis. And the time my Amr Abana Metzias Ishla Baila, Kehechet Lay Tehavala Eva. And one may have thought that since the reason why the Rabbanan said that Metzias of a woman goes to her husband is in order that there should be strife, since he's supporting her, and since in this case he's still supporting her, so L'Chira, the husband should have a right to her Metzias. And therefore, the Mishnah is Mechadish to us that the woman keeps her Metzias as Hacha Isla Eva Eva, as certainly over here, there's already so much strife created by the fact that her husband tried to divorce her, and therefore the reason for the Takanas HaChamim that the Metzias should go to her husband doesn't apply, and that's why the Mishnah teaches us that if a woman who suffered with Gureshes finds a Metzias, that Metzias would belong to her, and she doesn't have to give it to her husband. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Matzah Shtari Chayiv. If someone finds a bunch of notes, and certainly those notes have no value to the person that found it, as he's not the Malva or the Leiva, and certainly this Shtar belongs either to the Malva or to the Leiva. Of course, if the Malva owns the Shtar, then the Malva will be able to collect from the Leiva, and if the Leiva had the Shtar, then it's right that he already paid off his Chayiv, and therefore the Leiva would not have to pay this Chayiv. And the Mishnah brings a Machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, as Ramei holds that Miesh Ben Achrayis the Chassam lo Yachse Shebezin the Freiman, if this Shtar creates a mortgage and there's a lien in this loan document, then you should not return this document neither to the Malva or to the Leiva, because if you return it to the Malva, then not only will the lender be able to collect the Chayiv from the borrower, but it'll also be able to collect the Chayiv from the Lekuchais, and therefore the potential will be a loss to the Lekuchais. However, Im Ben Achrayis the Chassam Yachse Sheim Bezin the Freiman, Div Rameya, and Rameya hold that if there's no Achrayis the Chassam and there's no lien on Kaka based on the Shtar, then you can return it to the Malva, as in any case, Bezin will not be able to go and collect with the Shtar from the Lekuchais. And the Chacham say that in all scenarios, and it doesn't make a difference if Yesh Ben Achrayis the Chassam or Ein Ben Achrayis the Chassam, you can't return this document to the Malva or to the Leiva, because Bezin will go and collect from the Lekuchais, and it'll be Shaloi Kedin, as we'll explain when we learn the Gemara. And the Gemara begins and asks, but Maya Skinon, what is the case that the Mishnah is talking about when someone found Shtari Chayiv? And we will discuss a case where the Shtar Chayiv says that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and Elay Mekeshachai Maida, and if you're going to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven actually admits that number one, that this Shtar is a valid Shtar, and number two, that the Chayiv is still valid, and I still owe Shimon $1,000, and if so, Kiyesh Ben Achrayis Tachasim, Amai Lo Yachzer, why would it be that if there's a lien that's written in the Shtar, that you would not be able to return to the Malva, HaMaida, but the Maisa, the borrower is Maida, that's a valid lien, and certainly we should return the Shtar to Shimon, V'ikash Ein Chayiv Maida, and if we're talking about a case where Reuven was not Maida, and he either says, I never borrowed this money, or he said that this Shtar is Mezuyif, or he says, I already paid off this Chayiv, Ki'im Ben Achrayis Tachasim, Amai Yachzer, how could Rameya say that if there is no lien written in the Shtar, then you can return the Shtar to the Malva? Well, L'chir, of course, that wouldn't work out either, because Nihi Delay Government Mishabdi, and certainly since the Shtar doesn't mention any lien, therefore certainly Shimon will not be able to give it from the Lekuchais, and there won't be any loss to the Lekuchais, but certainly by Shimon getting the Shtar, he'll be able to go and collect from Reuven. Reuven just said that he doesn't owe Shimon any money, and how can we give the Shtar back to Shimon? And the Gemara therefore says, really, our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven is Moida, that he actually owes $1,000 to Shimon, and therefore we have a right to give the shtar back to Shimon. However, if there's a lien in the document, then we will still not give the document back to Shimon, because the reason is the Chayshin and Shem Kassel Lil Vais Benisam V'Lei Lovat Tishrei, as we will be Chayshish that maybe when Reuven and Shimon wrote this document, they actually wrote this shtar in Nisan, and the loan actually didn't happen until Tishrei, and really the lien against Reuven's Kaka doesn't take effect until the actual loan was done, and that was only in Tishrei. If Reuven sold some of his field between Nisan and Tishrei, then the buyer of that field will actually potentially suffer a loss, as ultimately, since Levi already bought this field prior to Reuven actually borrowing and taking this money from Shimon, therefore his kaka was not really meshubed for this loan. This shtar is commonly called the shtar muktam, and if Shimon now goes and collects from Levi using the shtar, then of course he's cheating Levi. And as the Gemara says, and the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that we're concerned that a borrower and a lender may write a shtar prior to actually lending the money, and they'll make a shtar muktam, so every single shtar chayv that comes in front of us and they want to be goyva from lekuchas, lekuchas should claim that maybe it's a shtar muktam, and therefore you should be able to go and collect from lekuchas, as potentially you're coming and cheating lekuchas. And the Gemara responds, kol shtari le rei hani rei, that in a chanami, in a normal scenario where Shimon comes to Bezin with a shtar that says that Reuven owes him money, then we're not going to have a chash that maybe the shtar was a shtar muktam, as certainly people don't write a shtar muktam, and certainly the Eden would not sign on a shtar that's a shtar muktam. However, in our Mishnah, since the shtar chayv was lost, and as Rashi says, hani rei hoil v'nafal isra, once we know that the malva actually lost the shtar, so therefore there's already a reis in the shtar, as yesh lema, as we would say, im hoya kasha, if the shtar was really a full-fledged valid shtar, hoya nizabai, then the malva would have been much more careful with it and wouldn't have lost the shtar. And by the fact that the leiv is agreeing that this hava is still open and the shtar is a valid shtar, it must be that it was a chesaron in the shtar, and that's why the malva was not so careful with the shtar, and therefore we're concerned that maybe it was a shtar muktam, and therefore if there was an actual lien written in the shtar, then we won't give the shtar back to the malva, as we don't want the malva to go and collect from the kuchais, as potentially it's collecting shaloi kedin, and we will stop over here.